Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. A new performance is debuting at the Sophia in Sacramento this weekend. It is drawing its inspiration from one of the most famous spy franchises of all time, James Bond, Agent 007. The show is called Shaken, Not Stirred, just the way, obviously, James Bond prefers his martini. And it does open up at the Sophia Saturday evening, and then there are two additional shows on Sunday as well. Joining us now with the preview are Jacob Gutierrez Montoya and Kendra Barrera from the Sacramento Contemporary Dance Theater, which is producing Shaken, Not Stirred with the Semantics Crier. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for coming in. All right, Jacob, where did this idea come from, this blend of James Bond and dance and music?
Yeah, well, Sam Schieber, who is the artistic director of Semantics, we love to collaborate. And so this idea kind of just became, it just sparked. And it's actually Sam who came to me and said, hey, we should do some Bond music. And I said, absolutely we should. And so, gosh, that was almost, I think that was pre-pandemic, actually.
Wow.
And so it's been kind of sitting there for a few years. And then finally we had this moment of just an opening in the way we wanted to kind of work our season. And it just was a kismet moment.
Wonderful. So yeah. It's been marinating now for a few years. Finally going to be coming to life this weekend. Kendra, what stands out to you about Shaken, Not Stirred? What do you want people to know?
Well, I think there's something that everyone can relate to in the show, whether or not it's getting dressed up for a fancy night out or a flirtatious moment or seeing someone who catches your eye. For Bond fans or not, I think that there are key themes that the audience can understand and relate to and enjoy through seeing it portrayed on the stage.
What do you want us to know about the Semantics Choir? People are just learning about them for the first time.
Gosh, they've been around for many years, actually. I think what they have kind of created this wonderful following of people who love the classical music, the classical arts, and really I think that they are just a great collaborator in Sacramento, and they pull singers from all over. I think we have a singer flying in from New York City. We have some people coming from the Bay, and so of course, I'm actually going to be singing in the show myself.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, with my husband, too.
Oh, that is great. And I just think about, obviously, that's a great collaboration between the choir and the contemporary dance theater. I would also think it could be a lift to choreograph alongside a choir. How did you all go about doing that?
Yeah, so there's 22 songs.
That sounds like a lot.
Yeah, no, it's definitely has been a haul. Yeah, and it's been really inspiring and I think also challenging at times to just know exactly how we want the flow of the show to go, just because there is so much beautiful music. And it's fun to have a narrative, but I actually feel like this is going to be very motif-based. So little moments in the casino, little moments that are kind of just these hidden away moments at the bar. It's been kind of, as a creative, it's taken me a little bit of time to just understand exactly the way I want the show to flow. And so,
yeah. I would think that's really fitting because, I mean, a James Bond film is action, right? Mm-hmm. So it's very lively. And although 22 songs is a lift, I would think it really keeps it moving and you keep the audience, going along with it, maybe some suspense as well.
Totally. Intrigue, suspense. I think it's just this nostalgia, this cinematic, these moments, these memories that pop into your head after seeing, a Bond, all the Bond movies, if you've seen all of them. And I've seen quite a few now because of just studying the
work.
Prep. Absolutely. And so there are just key moments that I think people who love movies and James Bond will connect with.
Kendra, what was different for you about learning the dancing and the show compared to other performances that y'all have done?
Well, I think combining the live singing with the dancing, as dancers, we're used to learning to one specific track, really honing in on the timing, the elements. And with this, there's more fluidity to that. So we have to be more flexible. We receive different recordings, new recordings, updated tempos. So that's part of what this process will be, especially this week going into our tech rehearsals, is how can we adapt on the fly and mold to some of those changes that happen.
What is it about the music and the theme of James Bond that works so well with a collaboration like this?
Well, I think it's that especially with the types of dancing that we do, there's like slower movements that kind of go with our more contemporary bass, and then there's some fun jazzy moments. And so I think the singers have brought those dynamics to the songs and the way that they're singing them, and then we've been able to then adapt as dancers and kind of match how we're moving as well.
You know, I know you're in the 11th hour, so you are so busy working. But I wonder if at this point, do you have a favorite part of the show? Any favorite songs so far?
Gosh, I've got several now. but I actually just, we started kind of working on the casino section a little while back, and just kind of seeing the theatrical components come together and seeing kind of the dancers really tell the story being in that space. And I just really love seeing a different side of them, one that's not only going to be dance movement based, but truly interactive and that personal approach to being in a space like that. So I love watching them do that.
What are some of the songs?
Oh, gosh. You've got For Your Eyes Only. Of course, you've got Skyfall. There's going to be an original, a new one that is going to be inspired, well, it was inspired by all of them together, called Shaken Not Stirred. And you've got, of course, the Bond theme will be coming out. You've got Goldfinger, which is amazing. It's just such an expressive piece. So, yeah, there's going to be some zingers.
I would imagine also, I mean, I don't think there's any shortage of James Bond fans, but you don't necessarily have to watch all of the movies to really enjoy what you're about to take in on Saturday and Sunday.
Absolutely not. No, you get to come and you get to experience, I think, just a treat of the senses. It's going to be something, I think, for everyone, like Kendra mentioned.
How do you want people to feel, you know, once they leave?
I think inspired by what two art forms collaborating can feel like. I think also, again, having something specific from the show that spoke to them or that they could relate to or maybe took them back, and having thoroughly felt entertained.
Mm. You know, when it comes to the dancers, I mean, how are they doing? These artists that are, you know, having to have in their minds, you know, 22 songs that they have choreography to.
Gosh, I'm just such a big fan of my dancers. I think that they are just so well equipped to take in information and knowledge and just be able to produce something that kind of has been simmering in my head and then create the landscape. And it's pretty immediate, actually. And we all have high expectations of each other. So I think it's really beautiful to watch everyone just kind of bring it to life.
How many people, artists, are part of the Contemporary Dance Theater in Sacramento?
We have 16 company members, and we have 4 apprentice company members.
Wow.
So we have 20, and then there's 9 singers for Semantics.
I just think this also highlights just the value of collaborations between different local arts programs and venues. I mean, that's something that I think there could be a plethora of here in Sacramento.
Yeah, absolutely. We're such, I think, a fortunate organization to be able to also do it at the Sophia, who is a partner in our organization. They're always sponsoring us to be there.
And a beautiful venue as
well. Absolutely. We are so grateful for that partnership. And so I absolutely think there is this collaboration, not only between SCDT and Semantics, but also the Sophia, who houses numerous nonprofit organizations throughout the year. So huge shout out.
Yeah, I mean, Sacramento is a big city. There's, you know, 500,000 just in the city center alone. But, you know, the local arts, I think you all are a tight-knit group and you support each other.
100%. Yeah, I love going to see shows at Cap Stage and, of course, B Street and, of course, Broadway Sacramento. I think we get to really just support the mission and the vision that we all have for.
I just think about how 4 years ago this week, you know, the whole world changed and the stage shut down. And then now we're talking about another performance at the Sophia and being able to be in person. I mean, it must be just invaluable, that type of experience, to get back again as artists like yourselves.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We're very, very, very happy. I remember that day very well.
Well, good thing it's in the rearview mirror.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, Jacob and Kendra, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Jacob Gutierrez Montoya is the artistic director and choreographer for the Sacramento Contemporary Dance Theater, and Kendra Barrera is the assistant artistic director, and they've been previewing a new James Bond-themed singing and dance production called Shaken, Not Stirred. It is opening up at the Sophia Saturday evening, and there are two additional shows on Sunday afternoon and early evening. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you want to reach out to us, you can send us an email, insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producer Sarit Leshinsky and managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer and audio engineer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones. And our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.